This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. In a huge achievement for public health, Flint, Michigan has replaced 11,000 lead pipes a decade after its public health water crisis. Now the Michigan City has reached a landmark milestone in ensuring its residents have clean water. Most of Flint's lead water pipes have been replaced. In addition to replacing 11,000 lead pipes, the city restored more than 28,000 affected properties with new water pipes from the municipal source. Officials say the lead water pipe replacement is a testament to the people who live in Flint, Michigan. Flint inspired a federal rule requiring that every lead pipe in the country be replaced in the next decade. Flint changed not only its own course for better public health, but all of America. Montana, as well as most other states, have passed laws requiring the replacement of lead pipes, most starting with public schools. Yellowstone National Park announced the discovery of a new thermal feature, a 13-foot-wide baby blue hot spring that has emerged in the Norris Geyser Basin and has scientists excited. The U.S. Geological Survey says the new pool emerged sometime around Christmas last year and was first spotted in April. The feature does not have a name and probably won't be named, but it's an exciting new addition to the most dynamic thermal basin in Yellowstone. Mike Poland, scientist in charge of the Yellowstone Volcano Observatory, said, "I think this is a testament to the ability we have nowadays to see these sorts of things. We're able to see the dynamic nature of these geyser basins on display in a way that hasn't been possible before." The pool was discovered in the Porcelain Basin area of Norris Geyser Basin, near a spot that geologists colloquially refer to as Tree Island. Geologists spotted it during their first trip into the area April 10th. Using data recorded from high-resolution satellite imagery and acoustic sensors, geologists were able to pinpoint the pool's formation to around Christmas Day last year. Poland said, "It wasn't there on December 19th. Looks like it started to form by early January, and it was definitely there by early February," he said. What's more interesting to geologists is how subtly this new pool emerged. Poland said, "It seems to have formed via a small explosion, but nothing particularly impressive in terms of how much material it put out or how much noise it made," Poland said. "When you see a hole like this, you think it must have been a pretty impressive event, and there are some rocks scattered around the area that clearly flew out of the pool, but it's not something that created a lot of noise." Another hydrothermal explosion happened in Norris Geyser Basin at the nearby Porcelain Terrace in April of last year. Poland said that one was much louder, registering on seismic stations more than 10 miles away. But the event that led to the formation of this new pool did not register on any of Yellowstone's seismic stations and barely registered on acoustic sensors. The new pool is 13 feet in diameter and filled with light blue water around 109 degrees Fahrenheit. The water is warm but not scalding hot. Most of Yellowstone's thermal pools get their color from the thermophilic bacteria living in their water. According to Poland, the new pool's baby blue color comes from the high amount of dissolved silica floating in the warm water. And although the new thermal feature is calm and just warm now, that doesn't mean the pool's behavior won't change in the future, especially in Norris Geyser Basin. Yellowstone's pools are infamous for changing their behavior over time, whether it's caused by natural subterranean changes or by human interference. Hydrothermal explosions have been the hot issue in Yellowstone for more than a year. 1 year ago today, on July 23, 2024, the largest hydrothermal explosion in recent years happened at Black Diamond Pool in Biscuit Basin. Several smaller events have been documented since the massive hydrothermal explosion last July. Black Diamond Pool has not been erupting regularly, but explosive bursts have been observed every few days and weeks. The basin will not reopen to the public until geologists have a good gauge of its current and future behavior. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.